listening to Far From Vesuvius, Bets on Napoli. I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and thank you for tuning in to the Far From Vesuvius podcast network. At Far From Vesuvius, at Cubani7 is how you can get a hold of us on X. Make sure you're following, subscribing, liking, rating, doing all that fun stuff on all social platforms. Regardless of how you are listening to us, we appreciate it. We do aim, we do strive to be your number one source for all English content, your one number one stop shop for all Napoli English content out there. So again, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you listening to us, and we appreciate everything, because without you, we could not do this show. I mean, I'm thrilled to be able to do this podcast, and I know there's a ton of other great stuff and great podcasts out there on the Far From Vesuvius Network as well. What I aim to do with this show, though, is to ensure that we do build a community, right? Because it's a lot more fun when we're all making money together, and it's been a pretty good start to the show's existence. This is episode number 7, I believe? 6, 7? It doesn't really matter. We are 3-3 on the year. So we've won 3, we've lost 3 bets, but we've made money doing it because every bet has been plus money. So you should have either doubled or tripled your money so far based on what we've gone with, and we'll talk about everything. But before we do get into all that fun stuff, please do ensure that you are gaming and you are playing responsibly. If you do have an issue, if you do have a problem, if you do have an addiction, or if any of your loved ones do, please make sure you do seek help, because at the end of the day, it's no fun if we can't have fun, and if you're not playing responsibly, it certainly isn't fun. So please do make sure you seek the help that you need, because gambling is a terrible addiction, and it is not something that anybody can go through alone. So we do understand you need help, and we know there are supports out there. So if you don't know who to reach out to us, because more so than anything, we want to ensure that you are playing and gaming responsibly. With that said, let's get into what's been a pretty exciting start to this show's existence. Like I said, we are 3-3. So we went 0-1, then we went 1-1, then we went 1-3, and it was kind of getting dicey there. And then we won our last 2. And again, if you're a little bit confused and if you only listen to the podcast, that's a problem. Make sure you're following on X and following our social networks out there, Instagram and all that stuff, because we do update things. Last show, I had taken an Osimhen shot on target. It was the game against Inter. I had the Napoli winner draw at the over in corners. I had both teams to get a card, and I had an Osimhen shot on target. We changed that prior to the show. So if you're following on X, after the show, we changed it. If you're following on X, we updated the graphic to put a Martinez shot in net instead of an Osimhen, because we knew Osimhen wasn't starting and he probably wasn't getting into the game. So we do update things because, unfortunately, we don't have live lineups in front of us, right? We can try to predict and play with things, but things always change. And I'm recording this show on Thursday. The game against Atlanta will be on Saturday. So, of course, anything can happen between now and then. So that is a little bit of a caveat when it comes to this stuff. So be paying attention. But again, we do update things on social networks. Shout out to Ken, because without Ken, we couldn't make this happen. Shout out to Rafa, because without Rafa, this show couldn't happen. Producer of the year. What? So shout out to all of them. But again, make sure you are following the Far From Vesuvius networks, because we're updating things as we go along, including, again, the bet with Barcelona, the Champions League bet. We didn't actually do a podcast discussing it, but we did post it. We did have it up there. So if you're following, you can be rewarded as well. And again, at Cubani7, at Far From Vesuvius is how you can get a hold of the show, because I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know where your head's at. I want to know where you're going with plays of the day. And if I'm right, I'm wrong. Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me why I helped you make money. Tell me why I helped you lose money, regardless of the situation. That's what's fun about this. So the more feedback, the more interaction we get from you, the more fun this becomes. So thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate it all. We love the love, because we've been getting a ton of it. So thank you, and nothing but respect for everybody out there playing along with us. So Napoli, Atlanta, bright and early on Saturday. If you're living in North America, it's a 7:30 a.m. start on the East Coast. it'll be an exciting game. It's the game to kick off the weekend, and it's an absolutely massive one for Napoli. There are some question marks when it comes to the squad, which is going to impact the play and impact our play of the day, because obviously with some injuries out there, you got to be wary. We did see some massive international fixtures while over the last couple of weeks. While some teams were playing friendlies, other teams were playing qualifiers for the Euro Cup, including our boy Kvaratskhelia. Shout out to Georgia for qualifying, getting past Greece in the penalty kicks to cement their spot at the Euro in 2024. Unfortunately, we did see an injury to Kvaratskhelia. He did come off, I believe it was in the 109th minute, 110th minute, did not take part in the penalty kicks, and he is going to be unavailable. According to the Gazzetta dello Sport, he is listed as unavailable for Saturday's game. So we'll see what actually happens there. I'm on the Gazzetta dello Sport site, and they're saying his test highlighted a strong contracture of the abductor muscle of the left thigh. For him, there will be no therapy in gym against the Atlanta. So he's ruled out against Atlanta. Osman returns as a starter for the match at the Maradona. We'll see if that actually happens. That's what they've got here. I'm going to stay away from that regardless, just to be on the safe side. I'm going to stay away from the Osman shot on target. Although, if he is starting, throw that in there. I'm going to point that out right now. So, again, I'm going to update this, or if you're listening to this closer to the game, the minutes before the game, if he is in the starting lineup, please do put Osman. Take the shot on target. I think that's a safe bet as well if he is playing, okay? So I'm not going to include him in the original bet here, and it's going to be a little bit of, I don't want to say a safer bet, but it isn't a plus money bet. It's going to be the first of the show's existence that isn't a plus money bet, but we'll get into that. But let's talk about this lineup. According to the Gazzetta dello Sport, for Napoli, you're probably going to see Meret, Di Lorenzo, Rahmani, Juan Jesus, Mario Rui, and Guisa, Lobotka, Traore, Politano, Osimhen, and Raspadori. Interesting. And I also, you know what, truth be told, the Politano shot and target was something I was thinking in my head. I think we see one there, and it is pretty good odds. Even if you just take that on its own, I don't think it's a bad play. Atlanta will be interesting because do they have any major injuries? No one's disqualified. Di Ketelaar is unavailable. So that's interesting. And do they have any suspensions? Yeah, they do. Sorry, I'm just looking at this and I'm not sure. Sorry, I'm not sure if I'm reading this right. Are they actually suspended? Yeah, so they got Heidbauer out. Zappacosta, Derun, Lookman. So that's interesting, actually. So this is going to be a very interesting game, to say the least. Of course, we know what it means to Napoli on the pitch. We know what it means to Napoli in the standings, what it means to their chances of trying to get into the Champions League. It is looking more and more likely that all they're going to have to do, I shouldn't say all they're going to have to do, because right now it's still a tall task, but they're going to need to sneak into the top five as opposed to the top four, right? I mean, at this point, we can concede that the top four is probably not going to happen, despite Napoli looking a little bit better as of late. That tie against Inter, that draw at the San Siro was a big one, especially coming back down 1-0, it really felt almost like a win, which is bizarre because, you know, again, you're in seventh chasing teams, and a draw isn't what you necessarily want, but playing a team as good as Inter isn't a bad result when you're on the road. So Napoli, of course, they sit in seventh place, 2 points behind Atlanta, who sits in sixth, but Atlanta does have a game in hand. Atlanta's on 47 points, Napoli's on 45 points, so a result against them at home would be huge. Napoli would leapfrog them in the standings, and of course, Atlanta does still have that game in hand, but it would be massive regardless. Roma do occupy that fifth and final Champions League spot currently with 51 points from 29 games. So that's who Napoli is chasing. That's the target right now. And that's why this game is so important. With that said, do I think Napoli's going to get the win? Touch wood, I actually do. But I'm not taking that. All right. I'm not going with Napoli to get the win. I am going to be a little bit more cautious in my approach to this game because sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to be a little bit safer than sorry when it comes to gambling. And so far, again, we're 3-3 on the season, which isn't bad when you've taken all plus money bets. Again, you should have at least doubled your money at this point if you've been taking these bets. Even if you've been putting $10, you should be a little bit, you should be in the green right now. With that said, this week's bet is going to be the first time that we're not in the plus money. So I do apologize for that, because I do try to promote plus money bets here, because otherwise what are we doing, right? Anybody can take pure favorites, but this isn't one of those cases. It's pretty much an even money bet. It's a parlay at -113 currently. And again, you can add the Osman shot on target if you'd like closer to, if you get the guarantee he's going to be in the lineup, I don't think that's a bad bet at all. Again, I also think adding a Politano shot on target if he's going to start isn't a bad bet either, because I do think we're going to see at least one of those. So my play of the week, though, the official play, the play we're going with, is the Napoli result. So draw or win, Napoli's going to get a result at home against Atalanta. They're not losing. Both teams to receive a card. It's pretty standard for me at this point. And I think in a game like this with so much at stake, with such high intensity, even though it's Holy Weekend, and even though it's going to be the first game on the docket for the weekend, it's still a big one. And I think we're going to see emotions flare over. You're going to see at least one card on both sides. And I'm going with over 7 corners. So if you take those three plays and you go with the same game parlay, you're looking at -113. So a $10 bet, you're basically getting your money back. Maybe you're going to get a little bit less, 9-something. So it is worth noting that this, again, is the first non-plus money parlay, and I do apologize for that, but I do think this is the play to go with. And again, add Osimhen onto that if you know he's going to be starting. At time of recording, I can't guarantee that, so I don't want to play with that yet. At Kobani 7, at Far From Vesuvius, is how you can get a hold of us. Like I've said earlier in the show, and like I'll say a million times, please do tweet me. Do not be shy. Whether you've been successful, you've failed, whatever the case may be, I'm curious to know what you're thinking, where your head's at when it comes to Napoli betting, because it's a community I'd like to build, and it's a community I think that is an important one. And the feedback I've gotten from this show so far has been positive, which is great, because at the end of the day, I do this because we have fun doing it, and I have fun doing it, and I love this community. I love the At Far From Vesuvius followers who've been incredibly, I don't even want to say loyal, because I mean, that's a given, but who are so passionate about Napoli. And at the end of the day, that's why we're all here. So at Kobani 7, at Far From Vesuvius, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And we will be back same time next week. Ciao.